Hello and welcome to Wildcast. We've been wishing Phil Blundell a happy birthday before we've come on air, because every day is his birthday. I've got a lovely room to talk about the topics that you have chosen for us, but I am going to not let democracy rule to start with, because I'm banning some words from today. We're banning headbutt, okay? We're not talking about headbutt. We're going to ban apology, Andy Bell. We're not wanting any apologies from any Liverpool players. You've had a few people I've got in the room, but I've also got Paul Anderson and Mike Kearney joining me today. And first up, we've got Liverpool. So the topics were your favourite Premier League memory, which only had 11%, because it's the 30-year anniversary, isn't it? Is that right, Phil? I'm looking at you.
It is.
All good things turn 30 this year. I've heard. Sorry to rumour.
When did you turn 30 last year?
Next year.
Yeah. And Phil debuts with 22%, but in the lead is Diaz with 66% of the vote. Phil, I'll come to you first. His performance against Palace, most shots won with 16, most tackles made 6, most fouls won with 3. I'm going into the stats, but he was really one of the bright sparks of an otherwise pretty miserable night.
He was, yeah. I didn't think he was great until Darwin Nunes headbutted someone.
You should apologise.
Sorry, that was Phil. There we go, got that out of the way. But seriously, I thought the red card really changed his game. I didn't think he'd been amazing. I didn't think he'd been bad or anything like that. I think we played generally quite well until they scored, and then we went a bit mad until half time. But I thought he looked lively. I thought he was finding some mad positions, but I thought he was generally okay. But when we went down to 10 men, he really sort of realised that someone needed to take responsibility, and I thought he really stepped up. I thought he was great. I mean, the goal is genuinely brilliant. It was a little bit like the one he scores against Spurs last season, except, you know, he's probably done the footwork to get into the position is better, and obviously the shot doesn't take a deflection, it just goes right into the corner and the keeper's got absolutely no chance. But he's got to do a bit more of that this season. I think he's really got to step up and be the second man, whereas last season he could get away with being the third or fourth, and in some occasions he could possibly even be the fifth man. He's probably got to be the second man behind Salah now, so he's really got to step up, and we need more of how he finished the game last night. And if he does finish the game, if he plays the rest of the season like he finished the game, then he'll be one of the best players in the league all season, and that's exactly what we need.